With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We are going to give you three teams that we each like that finished 500 or worse this past season that we think could be in the big game next year, because the Buccaneers were 7-9 in 2019, and now here they are playing for the whole damn thing.
Number two stats on my list, which I think you're going to have on your list. Let's see if this is the case. I was going to put them at number one, but the problem is they play in the same division as the Kansas City Chiefs. So I have the Los Angeles Chargers at number two. I mean, how could I not? We've been talking about Justin Herbert. Everyone's talking about Justin Herbert all year. They bring in Brandon Staley. I think he's going to help maximize that defense, which has obviously some really talented pieces on that. I just think that's a good formula there. Maybe if anyone can finally find a way to stop, or at least like limit Patrick Mahomes more than anyone, maybe it's Brandon Staley, like in the division, figuring that out. That's far from guaranteed. I'm just saying, like, maybe that's it. They're ninth in cap space this offseason, so they have money to spend here and kind of build this thing up even more. I think they've just had so much bad luck in the past. Like, everyone knows that. The Chargers are cursed. So that's always the fool's errand, I guess, here to like put them in the spot and say, this is the year. This is finally the Chargers year, because we've been saying that for the past like 10 years, but maybe it truly finally is.
I had the Chargers at number one on my list. I totally agree with you. I think that they have the quarterback, like we talked about, and quarterbacks in year two can make a big jump. Look at Lamar Jackson, won the MVP his second year as a starter. Patrick Mahomes won the MVP his second year in the league. Like, they can make that kind of level jump. And if the Chargers are going to get MVP level play from Justin Herbert, they can absolutely make the Super Bowl. Their roster has good players on it. Keenan Allen, Joey Bosa. If he ever can manage to stay healthy, Derwin James is an incredible player at safety. They have real talent there. And they also have the 13th pick in the draft this year, by the way, which they can get a really good player or trade down to get more picks. I think the Chargers are squarely in the discussion now. They play the AFC North and the NFC East next year, which is awesome, because I think they're going to have their way with the NFC East. And I think that Brandon Staley being there, he has to be more organized than Anthony Lynn. Like, I don't think you're going to see the Chargers down 4 points with 30 seconds left and no timeouts run the ball on the 5-yard line, which they basically did twice this year. Like, there's not going to be that kind of confusion. So I think just organizationally, that's probably worth one more win right there, which gets them to 500. an 8-8. So I love the Chargers there. They were my number one team. Now, like you said, it's the AFC, so that's going to be a tough road for them. But would you be stunned if the Chargers were back in the playoffs next year and then a legitimate threat?
No, definitely not stunned. The Chiefs, you know, I keep coming back to that. That's just tough. But I think it could be tough for them to make a third straight Super Bowl run. Like, those are just long seasons that you have to keep going through. And I also think the Chiefs, for as good as they are, they've had some luck like on their side. Yes. They won all these one score games this year. Their injury luck, I think, has kind of been underrated in terms of like a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, look at their IR list right now. Not a ton of play. I mean, more recently heading into the Super Bowl after the AFC Championship game, yeah, they got banged up. But before that, and generally speaking, compared to some of these more injured teams in the NFL, they haven't like been hit super hard by the injury bug. So they might be due for some of that bad luck at some point. The Raiders, I mean, I don't even know what's going on with them. John Gruden's not really scaring us, I don't think.
Nope.
And then the Broncos, you know, have a quarterback situation to figure out as well. So, yeah, I think the Chargers are primed to make this jump. It's finally going to be for real. At least you would hope. Philip Rivers is gone. Anthony Lynn is gone. There's no reason for this, like, loser Chargers culture, this bad luck Chargers culture to, like, perpetuate. And hopefully it doesn't.
Yes, I can we get to the end of the Chargers are down by 4, 80 yards away with a minute left in the game? Like, they do that every single week. Hopefully that's coming to an end for them, because like you said, they don't deserve that. They deserve a little bit better. And I think your point about the Chiefs is a good one. Like, what's more likely? The Chiefs get to 3 straight Super Bowls or the Chargers suddenly rise up in the AFC and make one? Like, to me, it has to be the Chargers. We haven't seen a team get to 3 straight since what? Since the Bills in the 90s?
I think so. Well, yeah. Did the Patriots do it at all?
3 straight. Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Someone fact check us.
Yes, and leave a review. Fact check us and leave a review. So you had the Chargers at number 2. They were my number 1 team. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.